This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Did Governor Susana Martinez violate the state's Sunshine Law by failing to provide public records to a Santa Fe newspaper? That's one of the questions at the heart of a lawsuit brought by the Santa Fe Reporter against the governor. We talked about the paper's discrimination claim yesterday. Today, we're digging into the lawsuit's allegations of government secrecy. This whole thing started when it came to light that the governor's top people were doing public business with their private email accounts instead of their official work email accounts. And why does that matter? Well, the thinking is that makes it a lot easier to hide information that officials don't want the public to know. The governor's chief of staff, Keith Gardner, may have said as much in a recorded conversation. Here's the Santa Fe Reporter's lawyer, Daniel Yohalam, reading the transcript in court last month.
Quote, "That's why I never email on my state email. It could come back to bite my ass. It's all done offline." You then say, I never use my state email because it's all done on different stuff. I don't want to go court and jail.
Here's how Gardner explained it from the stand.
I'm saying I don't use my state system in order to do anything that's outside the function of what I do as a member of the governor's administration and staff, that's an abuse of my system, and that's what will get me into trouble.
If Gardner didn't do personal stuff in his official work email, what about public business in a personal email? Those messages would be covered under the state's Sunshine Law, the Inspection of Public Records Act. If someone, anyone, asks for it, it would have to be turned over. Like the list of non-union teachers that a former public education department spokesman emailed from his personal account to the accounts of all kinds of state government bigwigs you've probably heard of, Jay McCluskey, Hannah Scandera, and Gardner. Back to Yohalam and Gardner again, talking about that email in court.
And so you have public business being conducted on private emails in Exhibit 19, is that right?
I didn't call it, I wouldn't say, I mean, it's defined, depends on how you define public business.
That's arguably the state's second most powerful public official stumbling over a question about the definition of public business while testifying under oath. It's one thing to have a law that says state officials have to turn over records when they're requested, but who makes sure they dig through their personal email accounts for the public business they've done there? Pamela Kaysen was the state's public records custodian at the time.
We would instill, I guess, kind of the fear of God into employees that these have to be responded to in a timely manner.
Kaysen testified that it would have been impossible for her to search the email accounts of everyone in the governor's office. And the Santa Fe Reporter's lawsuit says the governor's office broke the state's Sunshine Law 7 times by failing to turn over documents. Before the trial, District Court Judge Sarah Singleton ruled on 2 of those claims. One went the Santa Fe Reporter's way, one went the governor's way, and 5 await her decision, which isn't expected for weeks. I caught up with Mark Zussman, one of the people who owns the Santa Fe Reporter, in the hallway outside the courtroom.
We strongly believe that you cannot do watchdog enterprise investigative reporting without source documents.
In the 4 decades that Zussman's been a journalist, he says there has never been a more important moment for reporters to be free to fulfill the watchdog role.
I think this goes right to the heart of how transparent does government have to be.
After questions about her administration's use of private email accounts came to light, Governor Martinez ordered her staff to use their official work accounts for public business. She's also using taxpayer dollars to hire a private contract attorney to defend her and her staff in court. I waited outside the courtroom to ask lawyer Paul Kennedy about how much money he's making on the case.
Can you tell us how much you got paid for this?
You know, I'm not authorized to comment on this matter at all, so you'll have to contact the governor's comms people.
Contact the governor's communications people? We did. They told us to file a public records request, and we did that too. We'll let you know if we find out. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.